There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How are you, Sean?
Fabulous.
Fabulous. I love fabulous.
I'm doing good. Yeah, it's been going at it hard, but everything's good. So it feels awesome. Like that every week. And it's going good.
Yeah. We're
having fun at it. So enjoying awesome. The journey.
That's right.
And I'm seeing the good in everything.
Seeing the good, STG.
Yes.
We've had some, I always brag about the awesome guests that we have, mm-hmm. we bring on this show, right? They are just truly incredible. They provide so much value in real estate and, you know, also personal development, all that. But I also like when you and I have this time to kind of share with our listeners,
so
bragging
sweet.
About ourselves a little bit here, because it's I think a lot of times people, you know, talk about the good, but not a whole lot talk about the struggles and mm-hmm. maybe things that we're going through in life. And so it's great to kind of share those experiences and what we've learned from them. So today's episode,
that's been the biggest feedback from our show is that the one thing that every time I meet somebody, people new that I've never met before and they've watched our show, is that we're authentic mm-hmm. and that we're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's what their takeaway is from the whole thing. So I think that's good. And they like it and they appreciate it because I think it's just raw and it's who we are. So you get what you get. You get the good, bad, and the ugly. So,
and that's special.
Yeah.
So today's episode, we're going to be talking about saying no more often. I think this is something that I've personally struggled with. I'm sure you obviously struggled with it as well. And
I think we all do.
Yeah. Right. And so this concept is easy to understand, but often hard to implement in practice, right? Mm-hmm. In life, business, your sanity, mental health, you will often need to say no. No to yourself at times, you know, and you have to be okay with that.
Yeah. So, I think it's good. We broke it down into some personal stuff and then also business wise. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be fun. So, let's dive into it. So, I mean, in life, I feel like, life gets so busy mm-hmm. and there's so much going on, especially today in today's time. There's so much distractions and all these things invitations and now with social media, people used to be before you used to call or mm-hmm. Pick up the phone, call somebody, invite them to come over, invite them for the, now it's like so quick, you just send a quick text or you get on social and send a message and all of a sudden you're getting invited to all these things and it's sometimes hard to say or Facebook groups or private groups or friends groups or all this stuff and you're getting invited to so many things today or you see so many different opportunities and networking events and speaking engagements. And it's like, it can be a lie. If you start saying
overwhelming
yes,
as well. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it can feel like we are in a constant battle with our time. Mm-hmm. And I think learning to say no is what you need, is really the solution.
Yeah. And it's hard because it's a lot of times people don't understand. And I think, it took you and I moving all the way across, leaving New Mexico and moving all the way to Texas because we didn't want the constant invitation. And it sounds horrible. And hopefully my family can skip listen to this one. But we'd be invited to a lot of different things and dinners and this and that. It's like sometimes it's like, no, or if you want to go to a game, it's like, well, all your family's got to go with you or whatever. And that there's times for that. But there's also time that sometimes you just want you and I, just our core, you and I and the kids or stuff like that.
Or not that just that, but you really need that time to pause, right? Yeah. And just restore, realign, like just quiet.
Yeah. And so you need, but when you're bombarded by a lot of different things, where I was going with that point, I never finished my point, was that you had to say no, and it hurts people's mm-hmm. feelings, and people can get upset right. with, you look bad when you're constantly saying no to things, and mm-hmm. And it also leads to, somebody the other day, we had posted something, and they put hashtag FOMO, and I'm like, what's FOMO?
Fear of missing out. How do you not know that?
Yeah, fear of missing out, and so I think that's something that people nowadays too. It's like, if I don't go to these
what am
parties,
I going to be missing out?
What am I going to be missing? Or who's going to be there? What opportunity? Or are they going? People going to stop inviting me if uh-huh. I don't start attending certain things, yeah. and I'm going to lose that interest or friends group? And so, I think. But what I've learned in life, like in order for you to accomplish what you really want in life, you have to say no a mm-hmm. lot, and you have to only go to those things. So you got to start the year with really, what are you looking to accomplish this year? Where, if you could go back or into the future and accomplish X, Y, and Z, what were those things that would say, man, this year was extremely successful, yeah. regardless what happens and pandemics and everything that happens in that year. But if you accomplish these goals, what would those goals look like, and what would you need to accomplish? And then those should be the things that you are
focused
building
on
and yeah, right. breaking. Then you break right. it down into quarters and months, and you start analyze, okay, this is what steps I'm going to have to take in order to get there. So there's times where you might have to work on a on a weekend because you need to accomplish those right. goals. And so you have to say no to this or
exactly.
no to.
So every decision should be based around what your goals. If it's not going to, you know, meet your goals, then you probably should think about, rethink if you should be doing that or not, right? Because,
yeah.
I mean, you're not going to, going back to, you said, like, you know, you're going to hurt people's feelings. The fact of the matter is that you're not going to be able to please everyone,
yes.
you know? And if they're going to get upset that you're not going to attend this function, well, then you may need to find new friends.
Yeah. You can't get rid of family, so that's a whole other story. But they got to understand.
The ones that do understand yeah. and support you yeah. are your true friends.
Yeah. And I always felt, like when growing up, or when as we were building our business and all, because people, when you, this is another thing, was when people start realizing that you're in business for themselves, they also think that you like, got all this time on your hands. Like, well, you don't have a job. Like, why can't you do this? Like, well, I gotta work. I gotta build this company. And a lot of times they, in their mind, they're thinking, because you don't have a typical job where you have to report from such that you are okay or you're free.
Right.
Well, why can't you do that? Or why, you know? And so, and a lot of times when you're building a business, you're working way more than a typical person. Mm-hmm. So they don't quite understand that. But, I lost it. But yeah, you have to, you're going to, what was it?
You're not going to please everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So you're not going to please everybody, and that's okay. What I used to always tell myself or tell you was like, well, they're not paying our bills.
Right.
So like, what does it matter?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go out to please them because.
Yes.
You know,
and really when you think about it too, when you're stretching yourself thin like that, you're not helping anybody. Mm-hmm. You're actually hurting yourself. You're hurting your family because you're trying to, and I'm guilty of this. I can tell you that I'm guilty of throwing all kinds of things in, you know, and then I'm like, man, I put too many things on my plate. Now my family's upset at me because I did this, you know, and so you're not helping anybody.
Mm-hmm. And that, yeah, this year, I think the last week, this goes back to the, the last, what podcast was that? When we did it on your fitness competition, mm-hmm. we talked a lot about the challenges that we had gone through. Where in the last 18 months, we just took on way too much.
Right.
And we didn't say no to a lot of things. We're going to get into that, where we didn't say no to some business opportunities that we should have. We didn't say no to some speaking events that we should mm-hmm. have. We didn't say no to, you know, opportunities. All of them are good. And they were all with the best intentions, but it was too much.
Right.
And it stressed our marriage. It stressed our time, it stressed us. We mm-hmm. were, you know, we were exhausted.
Yeah.
We were mentally just exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want you ever get in a point like that where so you want to say no to certain things that aren't going to achieve your true end result, right, or goals.
But people will respect you for that too. I mean, because if you stay true to yourself and your authenticity rather than, you know, being likable. Oh, I got to say yes because, you know, or else they're not going to like me or mm-hmm. I'm not going to be popular, you know, whatever. They're going to respect you for saying, you know what, like that didn't meet my goal. That's not, you know, I can't do that right now because I have a family obligation or, you know, something going on, mm-hmm. right? They're going to respect you more for that.
Yeah. Something else that I thought about when we were putting this together was, you know, say no more often as well. Even if you have the free time maybe, or you have that extra, I don't like to, what I've learned, you know, is I like to keep some space in my mm-hmm. schedule because it allows for creativity, spontaneity, and just freedom. And so part of just saying no to a lot of different things, whether invitations or opportunities mm-hmm. or all that, is just to give you time in your day. So because when I'm like best is when I have zero obligations, I have nothing coming up. I feel like free, relieved. Yeah. I'm not worried about this appointment coming
not
up
anxious.
Where I have to prepare mm-hmm. for it. And my mind can just think. And that is when I may have big breakthroughs. That's when I all of a sudden it seems like the simplest ideas, and you've had them too, where you just all of a sudden have the clear blue because you had time to think and just meditate on it. It's all of a sudden like, boom, you have this great, it's like why didn't we ever think of that?
Right.
You know, and it was huge, but even though it was something simple. But then spontaneity, like just, you know, having the free time to say, hey, like, let's go do this. Yeah. And it's some of the best moments mm-hmm. are in those. But if you fill your schedule too much or plan too much, sometimes, you know, you lose all that.
Yeah.
So I wrote it on a quote, a famous Warren Buffett quote that I thought was relevant to this. And it says, the difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no almost to everything. Mm-hmm. And that, can you imagine Warren Buffett, like how many like invitations, people trying to present business opportunities or businesses to him. He's gotta be bombarded, like just unreal, you know, it was stuff. And I'm sure he says no to probably 99% of everything, you know, or businesses mm-hmm. that he analyzes and looks at. 99% of them probably says no to investing in them. And so,
I can only imagine because, I mean, as you become more successful, you have more invitations, more, you know, opportunities to take down deals and more things just come across our desk, you know? And so,
it's opened up. I mean, even this podcast opened up more doors to speaking engagements and invitations and like, And we had a serious talk, when was that, about 6 months ago mm-hmm. or 4 months ago? And we're like, we got to start. We said the end of this, the fourth quarter of this year, we're not going to obligate.
Right.
We're done.
I think that's a good point that you make, because I think it's great to, you know, realign those goals with your family. We talked about this before, you know, and because there is a lot of stuff coming on our plates and we got to make sure that we're okay with this because that's eating into our time.
Yeah. And you know, I think we've talked about on this show, you know, as far as business opportunities, we were presented in last year with the opportunity to start our VA company or acquire that. We had the opportunity to start the plumbing company. And some of those, with hindsight, it's easy to see. They sounded great at the time, mm-hmm. but like we didn't fully investigate the commitment, the time, and then adding all that on top of our regular,
right.
It was like, man, do
so
we
you see this opportunity? Yeah. Like, yeah, this is a great opportunity. Like, we can't say no, you know? And it's like, man, like.
But it can stretch yourself thin.
Right.
It can
stretch your team thin.
Yeah. And detract you mm-hmm. from maybe your core competency or core business that maybe you shouldn't have. And so, lessons that we've learned.
Even with clients, too, you know, there's times where we, you know, in property management, we're like, oh, let's go for the 2,000 doors, you know, and like we're just putting doors in. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if these doors aren't good, you know.
And we've had those where a good example, we had a client that had, I don't remember, maybe 20 some houses, right? And it's hard because number one, they generate a lot of revenue, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. that's a lot of revenue coming into your company. But they are so difficult. Mm-hmm. They take up 80% of your client's time, or your employees' time. They
micromanage you on everything you do.
They nitpick every maintenance request. They're just in like you like. Is it really worth it? Are you in the end if, with all the extra time that your staff and everything? Really, are they profitable? Mm-hmm. And so there's times where you have to make some tough business decisions and say, you know what?
Is this the ideal client? You know.
Because remember, in the end of the day, we're not trying to, and this is something we just talked about with our fractional COO just this past week, was like, who cares about your top line revenue? Like, who cares? Like, I know that sounds great to boast in your ego or how many doors you manage.
Or how many houses you purchased, right?
Yeah. Like, all that matters is in the day, what's left over? Your net income?
Yeah.
And so who cares about all that top line? So if an owner with 20 some doors and it brings in extra X amount for your top line revenue, if it's taking, you know, a whole nother employee just to manage his stuff, then it's like, why
is it worth it?
Yeah. And so always look at your net and is it really truly and analyze it. And there's a lot of times you're going to say no to clients.
Yeah.
And we up front, we try to do that with and teach our BDMs that, hey, if they're not willing to let us do the maintenance, or if they're not willing to rekey the property up front, or if they're not willing to, there's a lot of red flags that we have in our system that if they are like, you know, adamant about those, they're probably not the right client for us.
Hired us for a reason, right? To manage their property. We are the experts. And if you're going to have somebody that's going to nitpick you and basically micromanage you, that might not be the ideal client.
No matter how many doors they have or how many, it's just not worth it in the end. And so you want people that appreciate your business. They appreciate what you do. They appreciate the value that you bring to the table.
Right.
And they're willing to pay for that.
Yeah.
And if they're not, then you got to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that in the turnkey space as well. Like there's clients that will come in and, you know, I'll buy X amount of homes, cash, you know, all this stuff. And it's like,
you get into talking
with them and you're like, you know, number one, or so, like they may not want you to manage the properties. And our goal has always been to sell properties to people that want to stay passive and that want us to manage the properties. So they're not our ideal client. And so we'll, usually turn those away, or no matter how many of the houses they're going to buy. If we've known that they are just really difficult people to work with and they're going to just, you know, stress our systems out and everything, we just say no. And it's not rude, and you're not, and we try to, you know, just say, hey, we're just not a best fit for each other.
Exactly.
And there's probably somebody there for you. And where it really comes down to is people that want to nitpick price and they don't want to pay for anything. They want the lowest price, and they're truly just looking at financials, but just to maximize their return. So they don't want to pay for anything, just to get the most amount they can in return. And that's fine. And there's places for those people. And there's places, I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. And I'm not saying to avoid getting the right returns. Everybody, we're all doing this to better ourselves financially. But you also got to appreciate the value that companies that are bringing to the table.
Yeah.
And so appreciate that they're building quality homes. So they're not going to be the cheapest in the market, because number one, they're building quality. They're building a product that the market demands. And then they're bringing property management services that are going to communicate with you, that are going to provide the best experience for not only you, but also the resident and the vendors. So, you know, it's a whole
atmosphere. And the right client will pay for value.
Correct.
Right? Yeah. And if they don't see your value, then
they're probably not the right.
Right client.
Yeah. And you should know your ideal client, your avatar for your business. And if they're not, if they don't meet that, then it's probably best to say no to those.
Yeah, people. We talk about this all the time in our leadership meetings, right? It's like, what is our ideal client? Like, we need to, our entire team needs to know that.
Yeah. And especially on the sales side up front. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, because salespeople are, you know, obviously, they're commission driven. And so they just want to bring it in. But they really, you really have to stress that, because they get it. And they don't want to bring in an account that's going to bring all these headaches. And they know they're going to hear about it later on. And so they, you know, as long as they train them and they got to see the whole the whole aspect and the effect that they have on the rest of the company, mm-hmm. and usually they get it.
Yes.
And, yeah. So, but sales is hard on that. Mm-hmm. And that's when you really have to say no up front. And then saying no to yourself. So, yeah, you brought this up at the beginning. So can you give an example when you should say no to yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when personal things come up, I mean, obviously this fitness competition was a big thing, you know, and so there may be times where I just got to say, you know what, that doesn't align with my family goals, you know, personal goals. It's got to say no more.
I got to say no to snacking all the time. So it's
well, it's, and that is just takes discipline.
Yeah. I mean, again, it goes back to what is your long-term goal? Mm-hmm. And if my long-term goal is to be fit or hit a certain weight goal, there's times I need to say no to different things. And it's hard. Yeah. And in life, you know, with kids and everything, that you have temptation all the way around. Mm-hmm. Like ice cream and snacks and all that. But there's times you got to say no to, if it's not always, I always try to, and I'm not, there's times I'm too weak, but, you know, I'll go looking for something. I'm hungry and I'm like, I'll ask myself, is that going to get me to where I want to be?
That's part of it, being self-aware, right? Yeah. Like, is that going to get you to where you want to be? And I think that, with every good habit we implement, right, it takes practice, mm-hmm. right, in order to make it a habit. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage everybody to make it a habit to say no, right? Say no more.
Say no more. So should you say, they should start saying no? Do you give me permission? I mean, every time you ask me something, I can just say no?
Well, I think there's you know, ways to say no without being an A, right? But yeah, I think some of us do need practice. I included.
Yeah. I think there's some people that there's some people it comes easy. They can just say no right off the mm-hmm. bat. And there's other people that I think aim to please people and aim, you know, and the best intentions, but they really need to say no. And it comes with your kids. That's a whole nother one that I didn't put in there, but that we could talk about that. But, you know, it's tough with kids, you know, and you want, I think, you know, we're always trying to give them the best life experiences and the best, you know, like opportunities and all these things. And we work so hard for them, but there's times where, like, you know, like we just need to say no.
Like, perfect example. So our son loves Halloween, right? So he's been decorating the house. My house looks like a hoarder house right now.
You see our yard.
He comes home with like things from the Dollar Tree. I'm sorry, the Dollar Tree every day. And so this week the nanny's like, hey, can you go to the Dollar Tree? I'm like, no, he's done. He's cut off from the Dollar Tree. No more Dollar Tree.
So we had to X that because it's our yard looks like a grave / hoarder's house / like just the
random stuff.
Random stuff. It just doesn't all go together, but he's having a blast with it. But I mean, there's times where we just need to, I think sometimes the best thing we can do, even though it hurts in the short term, is say no for the betterment of the long term. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what this whole thing comes into is, that's really the essence of all of it, no matter whether it's business or personal, is it's better to say no in the short term to hit your long-term goals.
Right, right.
And I think whether it's raising kids or sometimes you have to say no and it hurts now, but it's going to better them in the future.
Absolutely. So I think we can leave it with that. And last thing I want to say is remember you have a choice. So if it doesn't align with your goals, then simple, don't do it.
Don't do it. Say no.
Say no.
Yeah. Can't wait for you to ask me a question so I can say no.
Compassionately.
Yeah. So, well, anyways, thank you guys. Hopefully that you got something out of that. If not, don't worry about it. It's not going to hurt our feelings. But we would love to get your feedback.
Rate us. Like us.
Yeah. Share
it. Give us a review.
If you have questions or there's something you want us to answer, whether it's anything, real estate investing, property management, Joni and I working together, anything like that, please send us, you know, some information and
yes. And actually, we're going to be doing a property management series. So coming up. So if you have topics that you want us to talk about on the show, please send those to us. We love to highlight some of those on our show. So
yeah. And follow us on Instagram, Facebook, all that as well. And until next week, have a great week.
See you, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.